Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. When you've got a brand new shop and you've never sold a piece of your crochet before, it can feel like a really, really hard slog to get even the first sale. It feels like nobody is watching. It feels like nobody's interested. It feels like it's going to be impossible and that you're getting absolutely nowhere. But the truth is that the first 10 sales are the hardest. And so you get that first 10, you're in for a really, really hard slog. And it's simply because of the amount of mistrust that is out there. Over the last few years, we've gotten used to things on the internet just being fake. We've gotten used to scams. We've gotten used to being hoodwinked and people offering things. And when they turn up, they are not what they expected. When you see these wonderful photos online of the, say, some really beautiful jewellery, you order it, it turns up in the post and it's some cheap tat that looks nothing like the pictures. And this kind of thing has made people really, really wary. And so when you have a brand new shop, you have a brand new seller who's got zero sales, zero reviews, zero reputation, people stop and go, this mistrust that has come over these last few years because of AI images, because of fakery, because of the scams, has made people really, really wary about who they buy from and who they trust. And having some reviews, having previous sales, really feeds into people then trusting that person, that brand, that shop with their money, and to trust that it will get what they paid for. Which makes having a brand new shop and having a brand new product for sale really difficult. You have an uphill battle ahead of you. It's why it takes so long to make these first 10 sales. If you thought of getting the first one was hard, it's going to keep being hard until you get several. It's going to keep being hard until you have a review, until you persuade people that you are genuine and that you can be trusted. You've got to do the hard work before the sales come. And it can feel like that drags on forever. When you're eager to get started and you're eager to get your crochet paying for you and start this wonderful business that can absolutely be life-changing, those first 10 sales are a slog. There is no two ways about it. It's difficult. It is hard. You've got an uphill struggle ahead of you, but persevere. The sales will come as long as you put the work in and as long as you keep going. It's harder. It's certainly harder than when I started. I have no doubts there. It is hard. And as long as all this fakery is around, it's just going to keep getting harder. You have to persuade your audience that you can be trusted. You have to persuade them that you are genuine. You have to persuade them that what you're showing them online is what they're going to receive in the post. And you do that by just keeping showing up. So social media here is your best friend. Now, I'm not the best with social media, but when you are trying to get your first sales, it is the best thing there is. Because you can show up every day. You can post videos and show the crochet that you've made on a reel. You can show it in different rooms. You can show it in different contexts. You can pick it up and have it on screen and move it around so people can see it and see that it is a real item. Because AI images are ruining the marketplace online for everyone. But if you can get videos and photos that shows that your crochet is real and that is absolutely what you're showing in the photos, that is going to help build the trust. That is going to help show that you are genuine, that you're authentic, that it's real. No scams, no AI here. And the more you can do this, the more you can show up, the better. And you might be there thinking, well, it's a brand new social media page. There's no one watching. There will be. The thing about social media is that you don't need to follow accounts anymore. You don't need to like them. You don't need to follow them in order for them to show up in your feed. Because Facebook will show content that it thinks you're going to be interested in, whether you have followed that page or not. You can get some really random things showing up. And I can still get things showing up that I've never followed. And they're in my feed day in, day out. The best example like this is I have never been into horses. I have never ridden horses. I have never been to horse shows. I've never been to the races. Nothing. And yet Facebook keeps serving me up videos of one particular horse breeder. And they keep showing. I don't follow her. Her videos just show up in my feed because every time they show up, I watch them. Because she's quite funny and her animals are just stunning to look at. I've got no interest in horses yet because I've spent time stopping and watching the videos. They keep getting served up in my feed. It's going to be the same for you. If you keep showing up and creating the content and someone is interested in crochet like yours, Facebook, well, this applies to any of the social medias. They all kind of work in a similar way. But if someone is interested in crochet like yours and you keep creating the content, then Facebook or the other social media sites will show your content to that person as a recommended content that they're going to be interested in. So don't worry about having no followers because you could be showing up in people's feeds and they're just not pressing any the follow, like, or reaction buttons. But you're still showing up. People will be seeing your content. You just have to keep producing it. And it does feel like a thankless task when you don't see the follower count increasing, you don't see any comments, you don't see any reactions. It's really disheartening. And you feel like you're talking to nobody. But I promise you that is not true. You never know who is seeing your posts. You have no idea. And if you're creating videos, what Facebook is now doing is automatically converting your videos into reels. Reels also get shown on Instagram. You can also turn these reels into posts. You can turn them into stories. You don't know who those reels are being served up to. Far more people see reels than the people that follow you. So if you keep producing the content, if you keep showing these videos and make sure it shows your crochet, make sure it shows you handling it, make sure it shows it being used for what it's meant for, showing up in different ways, just keep producing that content. People will see it and they will come. It's like the Field of Dreams. But essentially that's what's happening. And you just have to keep doing it. In marketing, they say that it takes between 3 to 6 months for your promotion to have an effect, for it to start showing results, which means you're going to have to keep doing this for 3 to 6 months before you start to see the sales. And that sounds like an absolutely horrifyingly long time. And when you feel like you're just screaming into the void, that is an awful long time. But this is the reality. This is the reality of business today when we're dealing with so much mistrust online. People have to become convinced that you are someone who's genuine, that you are someone who can be trusted before they will feel confident in buying from you. And the only thing you can do is to keep showing up, to keep showing off your crochet, and to keep going. The sales will come. the first 10 sales are the hardest going. But once you've got 10, you've then got sales behind you. And if you're selling on a site like Etsy, it shows the number of sales your shop has had. And the more sales a shop has, the more confidence people have. Because a shop that has several sales, it's got to be genuine. They're starting to have things coming in. They're starting to get sales. They're starting to get traction. It gives people confidence to buy. A shop with zero sales gives off zero confidence to a buyer that it's genuine and they can, that people are, other people think it's genuine. Having zero sales is really tough. But once those sales start coming in, more people buy because they see other people have bought and they go, ah, yes, okay, they're getting sales. They're just new. It's fine. I can buy. It increases the confidence value. So the more sales you get, the more sales will come. It's just getting that first few. Keep showing off your crochet on social media. Keep creating new products so you have a nice product line to show. And don't worry about repeating yourself. It doesn't matter if you're showing off the same thing over and over again in a different way. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're just doing the same, you know, twisting and turning it around on a desk one day and outside on a park bench the next day. You're showing that it's being moved around. You're showing it in different places. And that also shows that it's genuine and not an AI-generated image. It's all going to help because it's going to make people think twice. You can also make it in different colorways and have the different colors to show off. There's all kinds of different ways that you can stage this. You can take photos, you can have a slideshow to make a video. You can show it being used, being worn, being passed around, being boxed, unboxed. There's all different kinds of ways you can create that content. But create a product line. And a product line is between 3 to 10 products. So whatever fits within your niche, that gives you more to show off. Also, I know, difficult to keep doing this when no one is buying and no one seems to be showing up. But it will all help because you're not going to see the results for 3 to 6 months. And just keep remembering that 3 to 6 months. Keep going for that long and you will start seeing the sales coming in. As long as you keep showing up. And that really is the key. If you show up for a couple of days, lose heart, and then go off for a week, come back again, the consistency is gone. You need to consistently show up, keep showing off your crochet for this to work. And it's having that discipline to do that. It's so disheartening those first few months, but keep going. It will happen. The first 10 are the hardest, but get your first 10 sales in the bag and it gets a whole lot easier. Not least because you've learned a whole lot about what people want from you and your crochet. But there is a lot to learn. There is a lot to do. You have a reputation to build and confidence for people to, you know, trust that you and your crochet are genuine, authentic, and you're going to deliver what you promise. And don't forget, when you make those sales, make sure you ask for a review, because those reviews will also help you bring in more sales by showing what customers really think. So thank you for listening. And if you want more tips on how to make your crochet sell, please do sign up to our newsletter. It goes into your inbox weekly and has tips on different areas of selling crochet, as well as details about the next podcast. So you can do that at crochetbusinessschool.com/subscribe and get on that list today. So thank you for listening. And I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.